crop prices remain strong. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The results of the USDA's crop production report are in, and the numbers look good. Whether it's wheat or rice, corn or soybeans, prices remain strong for these commodities. And the USDA chief economist Keith Collins says it's all driven by demand. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
USDA's February crop production report had little to update regarding major commodities. However, the one news story that stands out is that the prices farmers are receiving for their commodities continue to be strong.
A wheat price forecast for the 2006-07 crop year of $4.25 a bushel is way above the previous year's price of $3.42 a bushel. While we lowered the rice price forecast a little bit, nevertheless, it's at $9.75 a hundredweight, and that would be the highest rice price in 10 years.
USDA chief economist Keith Collins says corn prices remain unchanged from last month at $3.20 a bushel, still a very strong number.
Soybeans as well is forecast at $6.20 a bushel. That's up from $6.10 last month and up from $5.66 last year. So even with a very large level of stocks, we're looking at fairly strong prices.
As Collins summarizes,
but across the board, when you look at the major crops, very strong prices and driven by demand, which is unusual.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And as for Tennessee farmers, timely rains during the growing season and excellent harvest weather gave cotton farmers the highest yielding crop on record at 1,350 bales, up 20% from the previous record set in 2005. Soybean yields bested the 2005 crop by one bushel and the five-year average by two bushels per acre. And although burley tobacco had an over 80-year record low planting acreage, it had the highest yield since 1978. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.